Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. What would cause a man that has seen thousands of miracles under his ministry, whose mother was actually healed at a Catherine Coleman service, kind of raised with Oral Roberts, Catherine Coleman, a diet of that, when he gets life-threatening cancer, resort to the best prayer he knows and the best medicine he knows, rather than just prayer alone? I'm going to ask Pastor Rod Parsley why in just a moment. Thank you. Now, Pastor Rod has been ministering for 4 decades. He pastors one of the most dynamic ministries in the country. And many years ago, at the age of 27, he had an open vision. And I have to believe that when you went through what you just went through, right, that no one should have to do it.
Yes.
You were reminded of that vision.
I was, Sid. First of all, thanks for having me. I like to be right in the middle of things that are supernatural, and I know that you do as well. In 1984, when I was standing on the platform of our church, and the entire back wall of the sanctuary, we call it a tabernacle, disappeared. Suddenly, I saw a scene play out before my very eyes. It was more real than the camera I'm looking at right now. And God entered that scene. I saw what I recognized to be the presence of Satan himself. As my eyes went upward, I saw a crown upon his head. The skyline of that crown was my home city, Columbus, Ohio. Twinkling like stars in the heaven were the lights in the buildings wrapped around his head. And suddenly, a sword appeared. It made 3 revolutions, smote the enemy against the back of his knees. He fell over to the side, and that crown rolled off his head. And suddenly, as if you would zip a zipper, it was gone. The back wall was back. And I began to shout out of my spirit. I began to shout, I'm brave enough, I'm strong enough to pick up that crown and place it on the head of our Savior. Well, now at 60, God said, you're about to enter your 3rd phase of gospel ministry. I'm going to place a 7 times greater anointing on you for healing, deliverance, and salvation of the people of God. And I said, I'll take it.
Your voice you tried to silence, but I heard you say something good. I heard you say that now it's 7 times the anointing on your voice.
Amen.
Is 7 times greater.
Amen. Going to reach 7 times more people. It's going to reach 7 times more souls for the kingdom, 7 times more healings, 7 times more demonstration of signs and wonders and miracles.
Now, I'm going to take you back to date, and I want you to tell me what happened. It was in June, month of June 2015.
Yes.
You were shocked to your core. What happened?
I was. I'd had a little bit of a sore throat, which when you live in Ohio and you're baptized in pollen several times a year, you know. So I saw my general practitioner, and he said, well, I don't see anything, but this has been going on long enough. I think we need to have you scoped. So I saw the surgeon, and he said, yes, there's something there. And he scheduled an appointment to go ahead and have vocal cord surgery. Well, I called my team together and my precious wife, Joni, got in the middle of that meeting and produced a little piece of paper. She said, God spoke to me that the enemy was going to attack your voice with cancer.
Hmm.
Yes.
And so she
and
probably didn't tell you because
she didn't want
to put power behind.
Exactly. So she didn't tell me. She began to pray. She said, but now that I've seen this manifest, you are not, she gave me a word of knowledge, you are not to have surgery. And I found out later, had I had that surgery, my vocal cords in all probability would have been irreversibly damaged, and I probably never would have preached again.
So you're, from now on, you're going to listen to your wife?
I'm going to listen to her. Happy wife, happy life.
Now, there are many people that would say, well, that's a lack of faith to have medicine and prayer. What would you say to them?
I would say this. God the Holy Spirit, I believe that every good thing comes from our Father. I believe that, Sid, with all my heart. I do not believe that God gives people sickness and disease to teach them. However, I do believe that in the process, we are all taught.
Now, you told me that you knew instantly this wasn't something natural. This
yes.
was demonic.
Yes.
This was the devil.
Absolutely.
And so what was your strategy?
Well, I've always believed that we need to treat sickness and disease and shake it like a rat terrier shakes a mouse, that we should treat it like a rattlesnake in the floorboard of our automobile. It's not of God. It's not of God's kingdom. We live in a cursed planet. When our son, Austin, our only son, was 3 years of age, we received the diagnosis of a life sentence, autism. He was to never go to school, never read a book. My wife and I pulled the van over to the side of the highway and we said, God, what do you want us to do? And he said, you know what to do. Get my word on it, attack it spiritually, attack it in the natural, and attack it with a seed. And I said, I'm going to do all three. And my son just graduated from college with a 4.0 grade point average. Now, when I was attacked, all of those naysayers started eating at me. And some of you have had, in fact, I'm speaking to hundreds right now who have had a diagnosis and you feel like it is a lack of faith for you to take a medication, for you to see a doctor. Let me tell you what to do. Do what I did. Attack it every way you can. When you are in the middle of the battle and the enemy of your soul is threatening to take away the multitude of souls that I win for God's kingdom, the thousands of people that will be healed today as we pray together, when he wants to stop all that, when he's coming in the trenches after you, grab whatever weapon is at your disposal. The important thing is give all the glory to God because he's going to bring you out.
I like that. Now, you attacked it. If you just briefly tell me the four things you did, and I might add, you are still doing.
I'm still doing. Sid, God spoke to me, Proverbs 4:20 was the first scripture that he gave me when I received that diagnosis. Proverbs 4:20, my son, I'm his. He identifies with me. The Lord Jesus identifies with you when he taught you to pray, our Father. He's not just Jesus' Father. He's your Father, our Father. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. For they are life to you. And I studied that out. It actually says they are medicine to all your flesh. And God said to me, you take it, and you take it twice a day for 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening. You speak my word. And then he said, get a prayer cloth, touch and agree. If any two on earth agree, as we're going to do in just a few moments with you, touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Number three, receive Holy Communion every single day. Remember that Christ is in you and you are in him as he is in the Father and the Father is in him. And number four, use the Jehovah names of God. Seven times greater anointing is going to be released to you this very day. In fact, I speak to you now under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I say to every cancer cell to die in your body now and for a living, life-giving cell to replace it. I command that you have no negative side effects from any treatment or medication or supplement that may be given to you. I stand before you now sitting here in this chair. They did 28 radiation treatments. My throat had third-degree burns inside and outside.
How many side effects did you have?
Zero.
That's what I thought.
Zero. I rebuke those side effects from chemotherapy. I rebuke the side effects of radiation treatment. I declare and decree by the power of the Word of God that His holy anointing breaks through to you now and sets you free, spirit, soul, and body.
What was their final report on that horrific, life-threatening cancer that you had?
Absolutely cancer-free. Ha!
We'll be right back with Pastor Rod Parsley and a message that had he not been healed, you would never hear.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
You say it all started with a promise.
Yes.
When 11 Jewish men were looking up in the sky, and it started with a promise.
Can you imagine that moment? These men had walked with him. They'd watched him wipe the blindness from Bartimaeus' eyes. They watched him stop the woman's issue of blood. They watched him walking on the water at Jairus' house, raising the dead. And then everything went awry. They saw him nailed to that cross. It was finished. They wrapped him in grave clothes. They put him in the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. He was dead and they knew it. Everyone knew it. And then suddenly, on the third day, the stone got rolled away. He appeared to them again. And then just as quickly, they saw him rise from Mount Olivet, overlooking the Kidron Valley. They saw him become smaller and smaller and smaller until he vanished out of sight, and an angel came and declared, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? This same Jesus," not a different one, "this same Jesus," exactly alike in every essential detail and quality, "this same Jesus that you see go away shall come again in like manner." Now think about that. A lot today would want us to believe that we're going to metamorphosize our way into the coming of Christ. Look, he came with a shout, he got up with a shout, and he's coming back with a shout. And that promise, he will come again, is as sure today as it was when those 22 eyes watched him leave Mount Olivet. He will come again in like manner as we have seen him go.
Okay, that begs a question. The book somehow that is the most graphic, the most graphic book for the end times, the most graphic, is called the Book of Revelation.
Yes.
Why is it that so many Christians bypass that book, or they bypass it for two reasons. One, they don't understand
right.
it, and they're pragmatic.
Right.
They say, I can't understand it. I'm not, not going to waste my time.
Right.
Or they think it's so filled with fear and gloom and doom and darkness yes. that they don't want to touch it. Why is it?
Well, I think it's because we, have, as Christian ministers, have we put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. We put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. We're looking at the wrong thing. This is not the revelation of the Antichrist. This is not the revelation of the three-headed, four-headed frog beast. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, given to his servant John on the island of Patmos, 50 miles off the coast of Ephesus, with nothing but wild beasts for company.
You know, when I heard you teach on the Book of Revelation, you did something that I didn't see before. You put together a timeline.
Right.
And as people understand the timeline
sure.
and the just the brief teaching mm-hmm. on some of the things going on,
yeah.
I believe anyone can read the Book of Revelation with understanding from heaven, but it must be important because it's the only book that promises a blessing.
Yes.
And maybe that's why
yes.
so many people are blocked from reading it.
Absolutely.
Because the devil doesn't want them to have a blessing.
That's it. That's go ahead and preach, Sid. That's preach on. That's absolutely it. The devil attacked my vocal cords because he didn't want me to speak. The devil attacks our desire for the Book of Revelation because it's our book. It's the finale. So the adversary wants you to be fearful today of what's coming next. God recorded the end time for us, let us know exactly what's going to happen, and told us we win. So it doesn't. So all you have to do is read it.
So you don't see it as a book of gloom and doom. You see it as a book of victory.
Look, the Church of Jesus Christ is not even seen in the Book of Revelation on earth after Revelation chapter 2. It's about God's determined dealings, which you love so much, with the nation of Israel. The 7 years of tribulation is not for believers. 3.5 years of tribulation, 3.5 years of great tribulation, like the world's never seen. But we'll be in heaven faster than the fleetest hoof ever struck a pavement, faster than a wheel ever turned upon an axle. The magnificent magnitude of Christ's perfect person sweeping out. Can you imagine it? From north to south and east to west. It won't matter where you are if you're born again.
Now, you're talking about an immediate transition. Explain.
Immediate. I often, when I'm preaching, tell folks to do this. Just as quickly as you can, blink your eye. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. God said, before your mind, your brain, can transmit the electrical impulse for you to say my name, I'll be there. Before that fast, he's coming. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Did you know that when John saw Jesus on the throne, He didn't just say one throne. He saw many. Want to know who was on the other thrones? The answer will shock and surprise many of you. Stay with us.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call right now to get Rod Parsley's must-read prophetic book, The Finale, and his powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Revelation, Debunking the Myths of Prophecy. Plus, his exclusive audio CD message especially for you. You can be made whole. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9474. Through Rod Parsley's must-read prophetic book, The Finale, you will understand that the book of Revelation is not about doom and gloom, but rather, it is your guide to the absolute victory and ultimate liberty that God has always intended for you. Clearly understand God's prophetic timeline concerning the end time events in America, Israel, and the world that are about to unfold on planet Earth. Find out all you need to know about the great day of God's wrath, the 144,000 witnesses, who will be the Antichrist, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the great white throne judgment, the reality of heaven and hell, and so much more. Through Rod Parsley's powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Revelation, Debunking the Myths. You will never be confused again about the book of Revelation. Walk with Rod Parsley through every verse of every chapter of the book of Revelation in four easy-to-understand messages. Find out what is true and which are myths concerning current prophecy teaching. Plus, as a special bonus, you will receive Rod Parsley's exclusive audio CD message, especially for you. You can be made whole. Rod Parsley shares about the greatest attack on his health that he ever faced, vocal cord cancer. Learn how God's word became such a vital part of his healing. Understand how you can obtain your healing. It includes Rod Parsley's anointed prayer for you to receive your breakthrough, your miracle.
And now we are at God's great finale. And it's about to play out right before your eyes.
Time is short. Don't delay in getting Rod Parsley's must-read prophetic book, The Finale, and his powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Revelation, Debunking the Myths of Prophecy. Plus, his exclusive audio CD message especially for you. You can be made whole. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9474. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9474 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
What you have this timeline which just makes the book of Revelation so simple. What is next on the prophetic timeline?
Well, we're right now in the church age. The very next event will be when the magnificent magnitude of his person sweeps out from north to south and east to west, and his appearing in the sky, spoken of in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we will be caught up, rapazo, we will be raptured off this planet, and then will begin the 7 years of tribulation, 3.5 and 3.5, which will culminate the last day of the tribulation period, becomes the first day of the second coming, which begins the millennial reign of Christ, when he steps on the Mount of Olives and the bitter waters become sweet, and he sets up his earthly kingdom on Temple Mount, in that restored temple, the third temple, and rules and reigns for 1,000 years. At the end of the 1,000 years, final judgment. The end of final judgment, eternity.
John saw thrones.
He did.
Who's going to be on those thrones? We know Jesus is on the throne.
Right.
But who's going to be on the thrones?
Can you imagine it, Sid? I know we can't. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, hasn't even been able to enter into our hearts the things that God has for us. Those thrones, they're meant for those who have had their robes washed white in the Lamb's blood of life. That's right. You're going to have one, and I'm going to have one. And if you don't want yours, I'm big enough to sit on two.
get right with God. Tell him you're sorry for your sins. Yes. You believe the blood of Jesus is amazing grace. Ask him to live inside you and be your Lord.
Satan wanted to silence Rod Parsley and take him out. He received a shocking diagnosis of cancer on his vocal cord. But Rod Parsley could not be silenced. God healed him, and he is ready to share with you a powerful prophetic message about God's soon coming grand finale. Rod Parsley wants to share what God revealed to him about a roadmap for living victoriously in the volatile days of the end times. Find out how to be prepared for the return of our soon coming King. Call right now to get Rod Parsley's must-read prophetic book, The Finale, and his powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Revelation, Debunking the Myths of Prophecy, plus his exclusive audio CD message especially for you. You can be made whole. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9474.
The whole book of Revelation is about gaining a new perspective of Jesus. Are you ready for that?
Through Rod Parsley's must-read prophetic book, The Finale, you will understand that the book of Revelation is not about doom and gloom, but rather it is your guide to the absolute victory and ultimate liberty that God has always intended for you. Clearly understand God's prophetic timeline concerning the end time events in America, Israel, and the world that are about to unfold on planet Earth. Find out all you need to know about the great day of God's wrath, the 144,000 witnesses, who will be the Antichrist, Christ, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the great white throne judgment, the reality of heaven and hell, and so much more. Through Rod Parsley's powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Revelation, Debunking the Myths, you will never be confused again about the book of Revelation. Walk with Rod Parsley through every verse of every chapter of the book of Revelation in four easy-to-understand messages. Find out what is true and which are myths concerning current prophecy teaching. Plus, as a special bonus, you will receive Rod Parsley's exclusive audio CD message, especially for you. You can be made whole. Rod Parsley shares about the greatest attack on his health that he ever faced, vocal cord cancer. Learn how God's word became such a vital part of his healing. Understand how you can obtain your healing. It includes Rod Parsley's anointed prayer for you to receive your breakthrough, your miracle.
And now we are at God's great finale. The curtain is not coming down, it's going up on the final scene of human drama. And it's about to play out right before your eyes.
Time is short. Don't delay in getting Rod Parsley's must-read prophetic book, The Finale, and his powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Revelation, Debunking the Myths of Prophecy, plus his exclusive audio CD message especially for you. You can be made whole. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9474. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9474 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Do you need a breakthrough in unanswered prayer? Well, my name is Jennifer Evaz. Join me on It's Supernatural as I share with you secrets to getting all your prayers answered.